This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Look, I could talk about something else, but there are 100 people on the phone lines right now about Antonio Brown. So I've learned to do what the audience wants, and I'm not going to stop riding a wave, because I'd prefer to move on to something else. At some point I will on the show. I mean, I always move on to other things and you know, I talk about what's interesting to me. But Antonio Brown right now, by far the biggest story in sports. It's not close. Therefore, he's the topic of conversation on CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Greg in Chicago. Greg, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, how's it going, buddy? Good morning.
Morning.
How's it going, Robin? How about them Bears and Packers?
Yeah, was that a good game?
all them Packer fans, though. You know, they started out 1-0 last year. What did they end? You know, 6-9-1.
Well, they didn't look great either. I mean, Aaron Rodgers holding on to the ball too much. I mean, the Bears' defense is very good, but I didn't come away from that game impressed by Green Bay either.
It's frustrating, man, to be a Bears fan. You know, we trade up to draft Mitch Trubisky, and we miss out on Mahomes and Watson, and we get Trubisky, and to see that play calling Thursday night was horrible. I think Matt Nagy, he's the worst play caller in the NFL, man. He's horrible. He proved it in Kansas City in the playoffs. You know, to run it only 11 times, it's garbage.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who've been saying that. Now, you don't put that on the quarterback at all, though? Like, I get it. Maybe you run more, but this is not the NFL from 100 years ago, despite the press hats that they were wearing at the start that broadcast.
To me, though, like, the more you run it, the more, you know, you can call play action. It opens up so much more when you run the ball.
But what great team runs the ball straight ahead right now as a big part of their attack? I mean, it's not really. I mean, Dallas is about the only one. You have to be able. In order to win, your quarterback has to be able to air the ball out now, and the running back has to be able to catch the ball.
He comes and goes. He surprised me in the second half of the playoff game last year.
Yeah, that's the issue with the Bears is the quarterback. Like, you could put some of that on the coach, I guess. But if your quarterback, if you can't trust the quarterback to throw the ball, you got problems. You got problems. I mean, what team is there really that's winning like that at the highest level? I mean, not to say you don't ever run the ball, but I don't think there's one team out there that's running the ball 30 times a game, and that's their main mode of attack. Dallas is probably the most, like, straight-ahead running team that's good, but Dak Prescott throws the ball plenty also. And Zeke catches the ball out of the backfield. Bill in Pittsburgh. Bill, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Bill?
Hey, first-time listener, caller, and everything else. Hey, I'm a Steeler fan by far, but Antonio Brown can be like a cancer. He's a good player, great, but he's such a disturbing thing to the team that if he wasn't who he was, you wouldn't even be talking about him. And it's just, he's all about the money. We all know that. You've said it over and over and over again on your show. And if it was a third-string player or a second-string player that attacked the GM, they'd be gone in a heartbeat.
Sure, I mean, that's the way the world works, is the more talented people can get away with a little bit more. I have a question for you as a Pittsburgh fan. Like, how much of this was a story with him in Pittsburgh until last year? Because I get that there may have been some of this, but it really feels like it's a recent thing more than a long-standing issue.
that's a fact. He was a great player, and every other team in the league is going to learn, double team him, take him out of the game. And that's what they did. And Ben couldn't throw to him because he was double teamed. Almost every play he was double teamed. It's just so hard to listen to people for $30 million. I understand, gosh, give me $1 million, I'd be happy. But this guy is crazy. And then they get Burdick or whatever his name is from Cincinnati. They're just loading up their team with.
Well, I mean, look, this is the wild part. You know the people who are telling Antonio Brown he's being irrational? Vontaze Burfict and O.J. Simpson. Right? Wild. It could be mad genius stuff, I suppose. It could be like, you know, galaxy brain, I suppose. But galaxy brain, mad genius stuff generally doesn't lend itself to risking $30 million. This guy is out there. I'm a little concerned. Great video he put out last night, though, with the Gruden conversation. It's an objectively great video. I was fired up after watching it. Also, I was like, yes. there's Saturday morning show done for you. I don't even have to do any work. You don't have to think of any topics, Robin. Just ride that. Doug in Wisconsin. Doug, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Robin. Good morning.
Morning.
I work third shift, and so I enjoy listening to your program on the drive home in the morning. But anyways, before I get into the AB thing, that gentleman in Chicago, he's got it all backwards. He should be impressed with the Packers defense. I'll give you the thing that A-Rod didn't play that good, but that game was A-Rod's preseason, so it'll get sharper.
Don't worry
about that.
That's true.
That being said, the gentleman that was talking from Texas in regards to AB, it seemed like just one excuse after another, after another, after another. It's the same MO as what AB's doing right now. And so, you know, there was another fellow that said about, well, is there health concerns with AB? It certainly seems like it, because everywhere he seems to go, you know, I see him on TV. And, you know, even with all the nonsense that's going on, you know, he's trying to put this happy face on. Like, every time you see him, he has this big kind of shit-eaten smile, grin on his face. But in the meantime, his world's falling apart.
Yeah, I mean, he can't really. It's hard to read into his actions. It is, it doesn't seem like someone who's happy either. That's another concern, right? Like, you would think, okay, if you could just do whatever you wanted and get away with everything, and have $30 million, at least be happy about it. It doesn't seem as if he's happy about it. Mike in Dallas, Mike, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Mike?
Doing
good. How are you?
Doing well. So, just a couple things. What's happening, it seems like, is Antonio Brown's talent has gotten him the ability to get away with basically anything he wants, right?
Mm-hmm.
What I would do if I was Oakland, look at LeGarrette Blount. He was doing the same thing, and finally Pittsburgh said, enough's enough. They cut him. Since then, he's kept his nose clean. Antonio Brown's been productive enough that nobody's really said, you know, we can live without you yet. But as soon as his production slips, I guarantee these antics stop.
See, I don't know about that in his case. I don't, because I don't know if what he's doing is rational.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's like a high school kid, though, right? The high school star can get away with whatever he wants, and he keeps doing whatever he wants.
I think that's true to a degree, and we've seen that before, but I've never really seen anything like his case. Again, I'm wondering, I do have concerns if everything's okay upstairs for him. So, like, you know, if you're just, if it's just being bratty or you know, being entitled and knowing you can get away with it, there is a degree of that, I'm sure. But there's also, you know, he's doing things that have threatened his ability to make money. He's doing things that aren't, you know, necessarily easy explained even by that, like the helmet thing, for instance.
I'm with you. I mean, T.O. was a brat, but he wasn't near this extreme.
Yeah, we've seen it before, right? We've seen it from the wide receiver. The wide receiver diva thing is a trope for a reason, and we've seen that, but we haven't exactly seen a guy take it to this level. Where, honestly, is there anything that you could read about him that would surprise you? Anything. If you woke up tomorrow and a tweet from him said that he was convinced he's a unicorn in a human's body, would you question that? If he said that he only eats rainbows and has cut out all meat from his diet and doesn't eat plants either, is only consuming rainbows. You know, he goes around the world and puts rainbow in a box and then drinks it. Would that surprise you? No. You know, if he started an earthworm farm and that became his primary habit and his driving cause was to save the world's earthworms. I'm just thinking of off the top of my head random stuff. Obviously, there's probably better and funnier or more poignant examples I could use. The point is nothing could surprise you. This dude could do anything. And it wouldn't surprise me at this point. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. I will make my NFL picks and talk about some of the other stuff going on this week in the league. But Antonio Brown is clearly the lead, and you guys clearly still want to talk about him. 855-212-4227. It is the Robin Lundberg Show, and it is here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Robin Lundberg Show.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Coming up at the top of the hour, I'll give you my five picks for the NFL season opening weekend, whatever that's worth to you. But I did finish with a winning record a year ago. Anthony, do you still have the record from last year anywhere?
I might have it at home somewhere. You had a winning record. Yeah. I might have it.
Well, it's fine. You know, let's just be. I'm fair. I'm not a liar. It was a winning record, but it wasn't anything remarkable. But it was not like just like one game over 500.
No,
you
might have been maybe 8, 9, maybe even 10 over.
Yeah.
No, it was a pretty good amount. Maybe like 10 over.
Decent enough 500? Where I feel good about myself, but I don't need to brag. That's where it was. Like, all right, hey, I won more than I lost, but I'm not going to tell you I'm some, like, you know, I'm betting 10 grand on the side because I'm, you know, like, so confident in my pick. But I did have a winning record. So for what it's worth, I'll be giving you my five NFL picks for the week coming up at 9 o'clock. Also going to talk about the rest of the football weekend as is in that hour, including getting to every topic I have not. We have a guest coming up then as well, Cody Benjamin, CBS Sports NFL writer. But Antonio Brown is still at the top of everyone's mind. You guys are still calling in because nobody knows what's on dude's mind, and we're all like sort of curious at this point, I guess is a word for it. We have no idea what's going on with this dude. So the floor is yours. 855-212-4227. Larry in the truck. Larry, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, good morning.
What's up, Larry?
I feel like Antonio Brown either doesn't want to play for the Raiders or he doesn't want to play football simply because of what he's doing. But I feel like he also just wants his money. And the Raiders, they so desperate for somebody of his caliber that they letting him get away with everything he's doing.
Yeah, that is not an inaccurate assessment, I don't think. And I have that same question, Larry, about whether he actually wants to play football and whether this is all a cry for help in a sense because he doesn't want to get back out on the field. That I think is legitimate. The Raiders clearly are desperate because they totally rolled over. They totally rolled over. I mean, they're letting this dude, the analogy I've used for anybody who's seen the old Chappelle Show sketch about Rick James and Eddie Murphy and Charlie Murphy and Rick James just grinding his feet in their couch. Antonio Brown is grinding his feet in the Raiders' couch, and they're not doing anything about it. Just grinding his feet in their couch. Kelton in Dallas. Kelton, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. Kelton, you there, bud? All right. How about Scott in Chicago? Scott, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Scott?
Hey, Robin. Great show as usual. I just wanted to point out something and also emphasize a point that you've already made, and that is the parallels between Antonio Brown and Charlie Sheen's behavior back in the day when he was, quote, winning.
Yeah.
And one of the things I'll never forget, you mentioned about Vontaze Burfict, O.J. Simpson, kind of going to Antonio Brown and saying, hey, look, you're going overboard here. You know, we're even concerned about you. Charlie Sheen was in an interview, and they asked him one time, when did you really know you had a problem? And this answer I'll never forget. He said, when Slash, the lead guitarist from Guns N' Roses, who was pronounced clinically dead on three separate occasions due to drug overdoses, but was revived successfully, obviously, came to Charlie Sheen and told him, hey, you're partying too hard. You need to take it easy. I don't want to party with you anymore. I mean, I'm pretty sure that's when you know you have a problem. But his erratic behavior, we've seen this before in Charlie Sheen. We've seen this. Money doesn't really matter. There's an underlying cause of all this. So great show. All the points you're making are very valid. And just keep it going, man. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Scott. Yeah, I mean, look, sometimes we try to boil everything down to money. And I'm sure money is a factor in all this. But this guy, I mean, he got close to just losing $30 million like that. I mean, when people say that you have a problem, generally a problem means things that are important to you are at risk, right? Your family, your livelihood, your job, whatever. Those are the things you are risking for your problem. And at this point, Antonio Brown's behavior is problematic because it does seem like he is, you know, at this point, risking his livelihood and his money and his NFL career. I mean, he already ended his tenure in Pittsburgh. It's just a lot for me to just innocently explain it. And that's why I say I'm concerned for other people, right? Like, I empathy is a trait I possess. And I hope this guy's just a colossal jerk. But I don't know if anyone's this big a jerk. I don't know. Have you ever encountered, you've encountered people who are jerks and you can usually explain it. You talk to other people about it and you're like, yeah, this guy, watch out. He has this tendency. Antonio Brown's behaving like someone who's completely off his rocker. Now, maybe it's all in the act of self-promotion and maybe he's a mad genius, like I said before. But if that were the case, you know, would he be so adversarial with a new team that just brought him in? What have the Raiders done but coddle this guy? They've coddled him. And they gave, why in the hell did they give him $30 million guaranteed after last year? Can someone explain that to me? Was there any reason to give this dude $30 million guaranteed after what happened with Pittsburgh at the end there? No. I mean, that he should be like, this dude should be a happy camper right now. He got everything he wanted. He got the situation. He got out of the situation he wanted to get out of. He got paid. He's the star of the team. He's obviously going to get the targets. The organization lets him do whatever he wants, and he still doesn't seem happy. That's concerning to me. That's concerning. Because the best case scenario there, I think, is that he's just a colossal jerk. And I don't know if it's even possible to be that much of a jerk.
You're listening to The Robin Lundberg Show.
It is The Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. And I will move on from Antonio Brown at the top of the hour. So this is your final chance. plenty of chances have been had, because we've been talking about this for a while. It is by far the biggest story in sports at the moment, and I think that the story the most people are interested in. But if you want to have your voice heard on it, this is your last opportunity. 855-212-4227. What the hell was that music, by the way? What was that? Creed? What are you doing bumping with Creed?
You don't want that anymore.
No, that's okay. I could deal without that. I might have an Antonio Brown type reaction the next time. Rare to see, but very shade of mountaintops and flying fish. I don't know what that was. No disrespect to any Creed fans out there, but just not for me. That's not my style. 855-212-4227. Let's go to Dave in Tucson. Dave, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, my God. You know, being a Jet fan and watching what Raiders did in the last year, okay, they got rid of Khalil Mack, arguably the best defensive guy in the league, change a game during, like, the watch that Packer game, and he's, you know, been off this offseason. Then they get rid of Amari Cooper. Now they bring in, you know, Gruden to say we're going to go young, and they give $30 million to a Keyshawn Johnson prima donna, throw me the ball, give me the ball, and all these antics. It's hysterical. My prediction, just like the Odell Beckham story, within halfway through the season, if he's not targeted, God forbid, because it's his family and all, because he got the guaranteed money probably, someone's going to hurt him, or he's going to have a toenail that hurts, and he's not making it through the season, and we'll see what happens Monday. Arguably, between him and Odell, and I'm a Jet guy, but I like Odell because my son's a Giant guy. These guys are like lights out, amazing guys. But hello, it's team. There's no I in team. I don't get it. And of course, I can't wait till the season starts for my Jets against Buffalo, like last year with the Lions. But oh my God, after that, it's all downhill. You know, Brady, Belichick, Giselle. If you're listening, Giselle, tell him it's enough. Belichick, go back on the boats and go fishing. I don't need you guys anymore. I want the Jets to go somewhere. And let's go Mets, man. We're still going to be relevant. Love you, Robin. Talk to you soon, buddy.
Appreciate the time, Dave. Yeah, I wouldn't equate Odell to Antonio Brown, though. Like, look, Odell had some issues in the Giants locker room, right? That's very clear. And I'm not even saying that Odell hasn't exhibited some problematic behavior at times. He's also a hell of a receiver and clearly, you know, like a guy who's interested in his brand and his star power, and that's fine. And in some ways, he may be a little misunderstood at times, while also, you know, needs to be held accountable for some of the reasons he found himself in the situations he did. But I wouldn't equate what he did to Antonio Brown. Odell Beckham's explicable, right? Super talented, into fashion and the like, his own guy, while also maybe being a little dramatic and you know, caught up in that a bit at times, what have you. Like, it's explicable. What Antonio Brown's doing is not explicable. That's the difference. So I really wouldn't put anybody like the TOs of the past or the Chad Ochocincos or whoever it may be in this Antonio Brown conversation, because the reason this Antonio Brown story is the story that it is because it's different than all those. It's like all that to the thousandth level. What's the old movie Spinal Tap? I don't know how dated this reference is, because that movie was even before my time, but they turn it up to 11. You know, that turn it to 11. Keith in Dallas. Keith, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey there. Man, I think it's one or two things. That guy is really crazy. He's losing it, CTE or something. Or he's trying to get kicked out. He don't want to play ball no more and get away with a bunch of guaranteed money. Now, if I threaten to punch my operations manager in the face, I'm fired. Mm-hmm. That joker needs to be suspended or something. They need to make an example out of him. Look what the NBA did to Allen Iverson and some other guys. And let's see what else I was going to say. But I think it's mainly one of those two things, man. That guy is crazy, and look at all the things he's done. That's not normal. He's a role model. He's a bad boy in the NBA, NFL. I'm a great rep. But look at the things he's doing. That ain't normal, man. Something's wrong with that man's mind, or he's trying to get away with a lot of money. I don't think he wants to play football anymore.
Yeah, I mean, you're not the first person that's brought that up, and I've found myself wondering the same thing, is if, like, this is a cry for help in a sense because he doesn't want to be back out on the football field. And that, you know, we know he's a hell of a player, one of the best we've ever seen. But his actions do indicate to me, like, of the possibility that this is all to keep himself from getting back out on that field because somewhere in his brain he doesn't want to be out there. Whether that's the helmet thing or, you know, the feet thing or this latest thing. And of course, no one doesn't want the guaranteed money. And, you know, but I don't know the exact details of the contract, but there's probably a certain point if he gets past where that money's all coming to him. Remember, his agent doesn't get paid unless Antonio Brown gets paid. The agent gets paid off commission. So Drew Rosenhaus is making 5, 10% of whatever Antonio Brown is making. So he stands to lose like $3 million if that $30 million goes away. But yeah, this is not the behavior of someone who I think is desperate to get back on the field. And we'll see if he gets back out on there and shows out, he'll prove that wrong. But I do wonder about it. 855-212-4227. Let's go to Jerome in Charleston. Jerome, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Robin, I've been listening to your show for a while, and I decided to Google because I wanted to see what you look like. I didn't know you were a Maryland Terrapin. You went to the University of Maryland, right?
I did, 2000 to 2004. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, and just let me say this. Gruden's not going to be there for 10 years, okay? Charlie Weiss wasn't at Notre Dame for 10 years when they threw that contract at him and all that money. It's just not going to happen the way things are. He's not going to be there. He's going to have so many problems. And to deal with Antonio Brown like this, well, you back him and not the general manager, he's not going to be there 10 years. And as far as, you know, the behavior you see that athletes do, look what you have in the White House, man. I mean, look at the stuff this guy says and the way he talks to people. And yeah. People, you know what, Gruden's doing this is just like the people that defend Trump all the time, no matter what he says or what he does. Okay, they sound like a bunch of drones. That's what they are. But yeah. He's not going to be there 10 years. It's not going to happen.
I've sort of like tried to avoid talking about that guy of late because I don't know how mentally healthy it is. But I don't disagree with your overarching point that a lot of the angst and anxiety and the issues in America right now can be pointed back to that in some way, shape, or form. I'm also interested, how did you feel about your Google search?
Hey, you're a good-looking guy. You're 38 years old. Hey, look, I remember when I was 38. I'm 63 now, okay? So, hey, I just turned 63. So, hey, keep your looks and your youth and all that as long as you can because one day you're going to be like me and you're going to be struggling to make it up the stairs, Robin.
Hey, don't bring it. Hey, Jerome, I hope that you never struggle to make it up the stairs again and you feel better, but don't put those thoughts in my head, hey, man. Let me run upstairs while I still
can. Stay as young as you can for as long as you can because I remember one day when I was 38, now I don't even remember it anymore.
How old are you now, sir?
63.
You still got a whole lot of life ahead of you, Jerome.
Yeah, but if you saw me, you wouldn't say I was 63. You'd think I was a younger guy. So.
Oh, there you go. So there you go. Live that mentality. I feel like I'm 28 right now. I feel like I'm 28 with a 38-year-old's brain, hopefully. But, you know, a 28-year-old's body. Appreciate it, Jerome. Carl in Baltimore. Carl, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, yeah, first time calling. Yeah, I'm from Baltimore, so you graduated from University of Maryland. That's good.
I'm familiar with the Baltimore area. That's for sure.
Right. Yeah. I'm looking for them to do a good job on Syracuse today too. You know, yeah.
You know what? I have to be honest with you. They haven't been good enough for me to keep track.
Oh man, you need to look them up, man. They got a brand new team, man. Brand new attitude and everything. The thing with Brown. I think he suffered from CTE because really the team didn't look at what he was doing last year. You know, all of a sudden he was getting jealous because they weren't passing the ball and they were talking about him behind his back. You know, it sounds like somebody that's paranoid. Then all of a sudden, all these entities doing the thing with the helmet. They knew about the helmet for 2 years. They've been asking about the helmet. Then all of a sudden, you know, he's got a problem with his helmet. You know, they just don't realize the guy's got something loose upstairs, and they're not paying attention to it. You know, I just hope he gets help before he gets in trouble with the law, or he gets in some kind of other trouble. You know, and another thing, he's lost the team. You know, the guys on the team, you know, had took a vote and told our management they can do whatever they want to do.
Yeah,
nobody standing behind him on the team.
I'm definitely worried about his mental state. Look, it's reckless for me to just speculate and say he's got CTE. I you can't say that for every negative behavior exhibited by a football player, but it's also the truth that football and CTE are linked, and that CTE has led to erratic behavior and you know, issues with judgment and whatever have you. You know, it's a brain injury, which can lead to, you know, obviously changed behavior. It's reckless to say that's what it is, but it's also not out of the realm of possibilities, and a lot of people remember the big hit he took. It could also be the mental health issues that other non-football playing people might struggle with that could influence, you know, behavior, or especially erratic behavior. You know, this is not attached to Antonio Brown, but I'm just using it as an example. Bipolar disorder would be something that might cause someone to act very erratic at times and then not so much at other times. So there's a wide range of things that it could be. And I also have to be responsible and say it could be nothing, but I'm concerned about his mental state, definitely. CC in Texas, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Robin? Hey, I just wanted to kind of bring the mood up a little bit here. I think it's kind of funny, to be honest, that it seems like Antonio Brown may be doing a little bit of doing what retired NFL players do and go dancing on a TV show.
Didn't he already do Dancing with the Stars?
That's what I'm saying. I think he just doesn't want to play. I think it's more of a mental thing where he may be crazy for sure, but I think he's just not into the game at the moment. I think that's what it is.
I think that might be part of it. I think it might not like be something he's willing to say out loud, or maybe even something he's admitted to himself, but his actions to me are indicative of how someone might lash out subconsciously about a fear of being back out on the field, or a lack of desire of being back out on the field. Mark in Joliet, Illinois, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. First-time caller.
You got it.
And, you know, those last two callers, they both make good points, you know, about the CBT. And, you know, that brings up a very valid point. You know, the NFL, when they get guys that act this unusual or this strange, why don't they have a panel that does like an assessment on them and determine whether or not there is a mental health issue or something's going on? Who protects them from themselves when they act like this, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure what the NFL's policy is in regards to that. I think the NFL, to be honest with you, Mark, is also terrified of stuff like this because they know that, you know, the NFL is like so popular. Here's how popular the NFL is. That game on Thursday night that we all said was trash, right? That game outrated every single non-NFL sporting event this past year, including the College Football National Championship, the NBA Finals. That game on Thursday, that garbage game, outrated every single other non-NFL sporting event. So the NFL is massively popular. But the NFL, I think, is also a little afraid to touch on the possibilities of brain injuries and the damage of the sport and how it could impact players. I mean, think about this. Andrew Luck and Rob Gronkowski both recently said, football was bringing me down. Like, that was a direct quote from Gronkowski. Andrew Luck said, the life I want to live can no longer involve football in it. Like, these are two of the biggest, strongest guys on the planet who are saying that. And then, you know, when the speculation about Antonio Brown and his health status, his mental health status, if people are linking that to football, I think that is a topic that the NFL would be hesitant to touch. I do think they are a little weary of the links to their sport, and that could cause some inaction when maybe some action should be taken. Again, that's once again me speculating, but there's clearly cause for concern with Antonio Brown. I don't think that is unfair to say. All right, I think we've exhausted fully the Antonio Brown topic. Coming up next, I got five on it. I will give you my five NFL picks for this week. Hopefully, I start the season off as well as I finished last season. Winning record. I don't remember the exact totals, but I did have a winning record, and sometimes that's enough. You get the win any way you can. A win's a win. Whether you're the Packers on Thursday or me in gambling.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.